I worked in the different departments, and I think I've enjoyed working. It's not like when I used to referee. There's many times I threw the skates in the corners. That's not enough for me. But like the railroad, I worked shift work. I broke a lot of people in on the safety part. I took a boy. His father was the superintendent in the terminal, and he wanted him to start checking. He was only about 16, 17. So we brought him in on the night shift because naturally that's the only shifts that they would get, eh? And so he finally says, well, he says, I want Roy Lamour to train this boy because of my background, I'm doing safety and so on. So we went down in the yard, and the kid was always, any kid, they're throwing rocks and fooling around. I says, you know, I showed him how the car, they were switching at the time, and I said, now, you watch the cars. I said, never, never stand in between the track itself. Stand in between the tracks as they're marshaled. Like, this is the track, but then there's a space, and there's a track.
Not on the ties.
Not on the tracks, on the
but
ties.
But between the pair of tracks.
So he kind of thought, I says, well, what's so different? I says, well, I'll tell you. They were throwing down or mustering or splitting up or whatever you want to call it, a bunch of flat cars. And naturally, at midnight, you look down and you could see the cars coming, you know, and with education being in there, you'd see the car of the light and you could see them coming. So you knew the cars were coming, so you'd kind of get into that track and get them so on. So this one bunch was about four or five flat cars, eh? So anyways, I said to the kid, throwing about six cars in, he was checking, and the flat cars come in behind him. Couldn't hear nothing, couldn't see nothing. And I said, did you see those flat cars? What flat cars? He says, those six cars that just went behind you. Oh, there's no cars behind. Look down there, and here's the six cars. Because he couldn't see, and he wasn't looking. Not to say he was in the safe zone, but I mean, he was just in that. And you know, he learned something that a lot of people thought, well, the track is a track, you know, and a lot of them used to walk the tracks, and that's another bad habit. You could fall off a track and sprain your ankle, lay there, and then next minute there's another bunch of cars coming in, you know, you don't move as quick as